This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Out-of-state donors are covering most of the cost of Tina Peters' recount of the Secretary of State Republican primary. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Recent campaign finance figures show that Peters raised more than $350,000. Most came from out of state, and on the same day she visited Steve Bannon's podcast to fundraise for her recount. State rules say candidates must pay for any requested recount if the margin is too wide. Peters lost last month's Republican primary for Secretary of State by 88,000 votes, coming in second behind former Jefferson County Clerk Pamela Anderson. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
There's another name on the list of partners in the Denver Broncos' new ownership. Lewis Hamilton is a Formula One racing driver. He has the all-time record for wins and a home in Eagle County. Hamilton joins a group of owners led by Walmart heir Rob Walton. Colorado is home to thousands of refugees, some of whom could use a new friend. CPR's Elaine Tassi explains one way to get involved.
The African Community Center in Denver is seeking about 50 volunteers to befriend refugees. First Friend volunteers meet three times a month with a paired refugee, either in person or virtually, and might help them set up a bank account, get a library card, ride the bus, and feel less alone. The credentials are simple, according to the center's community engagement coordinator, Ruth Ann Kallenberg.
Really, just having a heart for reaching out to others and getting to know people from other places around the world.
Online volunteer training will be held next Tuesday, August 9th at 5:30 p.m. This is Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
Come to CPR.org to see other ways that Coloradans can support refugees and a lot of other news from all over Colorado. This is CPR News and KRCC.